Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do what it takes.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
I will be handling Schmig duties for Jen Myers, who is taking her kids to their first day of school. And Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Donate school supplies in August and join Club Fitness for free. All right, so let's get to how much the cast of Beverly Hills 90210 got to do the revival. How much do you think per episode? Everyone got the same amount. Jenny Garth, Tori Spelling, Gabrielle Carteris, Shannon Doherty, Jason Priestley, BAG, and Ian Ziering.
I don't know. I'm not good at
this. Per episode.
Okay, so...
because some of them got a little more because they directed or created it. So I'll tell you that, too.
Spelling and Garth created. Priestley yes. directed.
Yes.
I don't know. I forget. What did the Friends,
I'll give you a
the Friends people ended up getting $1 million an episode?
Yeah,
is that
but,
right?
But I'll give you a comparison. Will and Grace, when they rebooted the show, the original stars were paid $250,000 per episode for the first season and bumps to $350,000 per episode for two and three.
And that's just four people versus now we're talking about how many is that?
Seven or eight.
Mm-hmm.
You think close to like $150,000? $150,000 an episode?
Okay, that's you.
I think that's a good guess. I'm going to say 125,000 in that.
I'll go low and say 100.
70.
Wow.
Wow.
It makes sense. There's a bunch of them. It's not as...
yeah, totally.
Will and Grace was a slam dunk. I mean...
70,000 per... And Will and Grace were just doing the same show, but now...
Yeah.
They're doing something completely different.
That's a good point. And it hadn't been as long, so it wasn't as crazy. And the Will and Grace cast had... they were bigger stars. I mean, you know what I mean?
They
like Eric, what's his name, was in a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And Deborah Messing, too. Like
Eric McCormick.
Thank you.
They were bigger stars. Eric
and
what's his
face. Yeah. Well, still.
Sean Hayes.
All Megan four Malone. Of them, I would argue, were out there working. Yeah.
She's got Ron Swanson money.
Yeah.
They did six episodes, so $420,000. Jenny and Tori got an additional $15,000 per episode for co-creating.
It's not that much.
And Jason gets an extra $46,000 total for directing one of the episodes. No word if it's gotten another season or not.
Interesting.
Was it on last night?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know. Southern Charm finale was on and it was spectacular. And it was all fake and set up, but I loved it so much. See, I don't like Chrisley Knows Best because it's fake. But I don't mind Southern Charm being fake. I know.
You need to draw some lines.
I know I do, but I enjoy it so much. Shep, who knew? Bad guy. Bad guy of the season, man. All right, let's talk about Jessica Simpson. I always wonder why these stars, when they don't really need to be on social media, are when they're criticized all the time. I would be off completely.
Well, she's got clothing brands.
I know
she
does, but
they're selling
stuff. But she doesn't use her... Instagram as much for selling stuff.
Yeah, but if you know, it's part of it is knowing who they are. I mean, listen, some of it is just that they get addicted to it, or they're like, well, you know, the rest of the world gets to use it. I want to also.
Well, she disabled the Instagram comments after she posted a picture of her four-month-old daughter, Birdie, and she just put it, this bird couldn't be more adorable. Well, people started chiming in. Straps on this car seat do not provide correct support. That hard buckle should be on her sternum instead of her belly to be optimally effective and not cause more harm if in a car accident. So she disabled all the comments.
What is it with people?
Oh, what a cute little girl she is.
No.
Oh, she's a cute baby.
They're just ready to go. And somebody like Jessica Simpson, who keeps getting it over and over, now they're that much more geared up. Like,
oh, yeah.
People know.
Pile on.
Yep.
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 There was a little headline and pictures of Adam Duritz at a winery, and
I'm just making a mental picture.
Okay, well,
was it a winery around here?
I don't know, Mr. Jones.
So anyway.
I think it was in Omaha.
There are all these huge... all these pictures of him with like this massive, unbelievable dreadlock head.
Just hanging around.
Yep.
And then they wrote, Adam Duritz shaved his dreadlocks. Then there was another picture of him like bald with just his, with his goatee. Like, did he shave them or just take them off?
Right.
Yeah.
You have to see the picture.
Where can I see this?
Oh, go.
Is this at Y98.com?
Yes, it is. You have to go look at it. This is a little sad. There's a new documentary that's coming to Paramount Network this Sunday called I Am Patrick Swayze. I'll be into this. I love so many Patrick Swayze movies taken way too soon. Well, his wife reveals in the documentary that he was physically abused by his mother, Patsy. You know, she was a choreographer and founder of the Houston Jazz Ballet Company, which is why he has that dancing background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And apparently a perfectionist. So brutal, in fact, that on his 18th birthday, his dad actually threatened to divorce her if she didn't stop hitting him.
Oh, my God.
And that's where, when the abuse ended, right then. But she says that Patrick credited his mom with his crazy work ethic. And if somebody pushes you that hard like his mom did, it could make people, some people cave. But it made him fight harder. And they apparently had an unbelievable relationship later in his life, right up to his death. And she died 4 years later.
Wow.
And again, that documentary is going to be on Sunday, Paramount Network. He would have been 67 years old.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
That we don't have Patrick Swayze around.
Oh,
not a lot on TV tonight, but the series premiere of Why Women Kill on CBS All Access. It looks like it's a dark comedy. From the guy that did Desperate Housewives.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got some...
it's got good people
in
it.
Yeah, it's Lucy Liu, Jennifer Goodwin, and it's women that react to marital betrayal.
Yeah, the guy from Veep is in it. The I forget which one. You know.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Tony Hale?
No, I don't know.
That's your schmig, and it is...
I do want you just to stay away. I'm out there. Outside ready to bust. It looks like you might be one of us.
Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig with me, Tim Convey, filling in for Jen Myers. Entertainment Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. Donate school supplies in August and join Club Fitness for free. Red hot Schmig we got going on today. We will start with this. Oh, how about this, Kevin? G.I. Joe, those movies, how'd you feel about them?
The second one, Retaliation with The Rock, was much better than the first, I think. But I think on a whole, they can do a better job. And I think I know where you're going with this, because there's been rumors about where they're going now, and they're going to do a standalone with one of their main characters, Snake Eyes. The difficulty is Snake Eyes is a silent ninja. He doesn't talk. So that's going to be the basis, though, like how his origin is for this now G.I. Joe 3.
Do you want to just take Schmig from here? Do you want to just take it over?
And from what I understand is they've tapped several different actors. I mean, the original Snake Eyes in the movie was Ray Park. He's known, basically most of you know him as Darth Maul. And from, you know,
most
Star Wars.
Most of you know him as Darth Maul.
Yeah, because he's...
No, well, they cast somebody.
They cast
Henry Golding. You know him from Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh,
which
wow.
I know if there's a film series that you are, you know, that's second for you to G.I. Joe, it's Crazy Rich Asians. You look forward to the sequel, Crazier Rich Asians, coming out really soon.
Wow.
But yeah, it's that guy. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I totally do. That's interesting. That'll be an interesting take.
It's good.
Because, I mean, it's weird because G.I. Joe is a...
Will it be more interesting than this conversation?
Yeah, I know. We can move on. I'm sorry. We had to start with something, right? Makes sense. All right. We talked about it earlier, but
Kevin's
Liam...
the chatty assassin.
Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus splitting up, getting divorced. We're hearing a lot of different rumors about what drove them apart.
Yeah, if you were to say who was at fault, you would, and that's a terrible thing, but Miley Cyrus, you'd be like, Miley Cyrus.
Totally Miley, yeah.
Yeah, well, especially because they're just separated for a few days and she's out gallivanting with new love interests
yes.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Liam's playing it cool. Sources close to Miley, keep in mind, sources close to Miley, say that it was Liam Hemsworth's partying that drove them apart.
Mm.
He doesn't strike me as much.
Me either.
Right?
Me either.
I mean, I don't know.
They were together for so long, it's a bummer.
Yeah.
Because they really were together for what, like 11 years? Thought those two kids were going to make it work.
Yeah, she was saying he's using drugs, all kinds of stuff. But Liam's people say, nope, they're making it up, and that it is it was Miley's infidelity that broke him up. That's what people are saying, at least. Man, I really enjoyed this. So they're, one of the big summer tours this year was Third Eye Blind and Jimmy Eat World. Toured, teamed up, did a co-headlining thing. Bands with really different vibes, not just musically, but just sort of like kind of who they
are. Yeah, Matchbox 20 and Third Eye Blind did a co-headlining tour, and that made sense to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a few years ago.
Okay. Well, this one I thought was a little weird, and so it just ended. I was always wondering how those bands got along. Turns out not super well. Zach Lind, who's the drummer for Jimmy Eat World, he tweeted that basically Stephen Jenkins, the lead singer of Third Eye Blind, is a creepy D-bag.
Really?
Yeah, I can say that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine just finishing a tour and just knocking it out, going on social media and being like, this guy's a nightmare, and then started posting things like Third Eye Blind's writer and different things that they gave to the venue, one of which was
I want to see the writer bad.
There was this memo that said the members, it was pictures of all the people in Third Eye Blind with Stevens right in the middle, huge, and it said, the members of Third Eye Blind will not be wearing backstage passes. Please memorize their faces. Everybody at any one of these venues had to just memorize what they all looked like.
and Stephen Jenkins has had some work done, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I do not hear good things about him at all. Anyway, it's pretty funny. You can check that out at Y98.com. All kinds of other lists going on at Y98.com. Do you want to talk about bands whose names came from other bands' songs?
Nope.
Let's do it. What are the ones you think of when you think of that, Lance?
Why don't you give a name of a band and say, and then
see if we can Lance,
don't you know some time? Lance, like the Rolling Stones.
Came from a Bob Dylan song, Like a Rolling Stone.
Muddy Waters song.
Muddy Waters song, Like a Rolling Stone.
Yeah. But speaking of Bob Dylan, Judas Priest, that's from a Bob Dylan song.
Oh, I did not know that.
The Ballad of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest. Radiohead, I did know this. Talking Heads. Name of the song, Radiohead. Lady Gaga.
Radio Gaga.
Radio Gaga.
Radio Gaga.
By Queen. Wow. That's right. Simple Minds. I didn't know this.
No idea.
It's pretty simple, but it's from a David Bowie song. He just says somebody's simple-minded, and then they're like, that's it. That's going to be us. The Killers.
That could be. I mean, that didn't have to come from a song. It's
the band
The Killers.
The band New Order, a song called Crystal, and in the music video, there's a fake band called The Killers.
Oh.
And they said, this one blows my mind. There is a, I don't know, post-emo punk band from Texas that is very, very popular called At The Drive-In. Are you guys familiar?
No.
Heavy music, one of my favorites. They're awesome. That line, At The Drive-In, was taken from the Poison song, Talk Dirty To Me.
Oh, yeah.
At the Drive-In.
Pretty crazy.
And the old man's
Y98 artist, Walk The Moon.
Is that a police song?
Yeah, from Walking on the Moon.
Yeah. Well, no, it's really not the words.
That's where they got it.
To be Walking on the Moon.
Right.
Well, they made an adjustment. and then Nazareth. You know the band Nazareth?
That's a Take a Load Off.
Yeah, it came from The Weight by the band of Hold into Nazareth. Feeling about half past it. So you could see that, lots of other fun lists, like, you know, the famous stars that are into Dungeons and Dragons. Also up at Y98.com. Y98, we're back. It's time for some celebrity birthdays, and today I'm in charge, so you're not getting any back in the day. You're getting a whole lot of birthdays, because today, star-studded, folks.
Okay, all right, so we're doing a lot of guessing today?
Yeah, but these are big stars.
Okay, so it's worth the extra celebrities.
Yes, I got five for you today. We're going to start it out. You hear his voice quite a bit on this radio station, Joe Jonas. You know him from the Jonas Brothers, and of course, DNCE. He loves his cake, and he loves it by the ocean.
32.
Oh, I think younger. 26.
29.
29, Lance? Yep. Lance is the closest. Joe Jonas celebrating his 30th birthday today.
Wow. Didn't think he was that old.
Turns out he's 30. huge star, one of the biggest in the game. You know her from The Hunger Games. You know her from X-Men. You know her from so much more. Oh, Jennifer Lawrence. Her friends call her J-Law. How old is Jennifer Lawrence?
I mean, she was a kid on that Jeff...
Bill Engvall.
Bill Engvall show.
Oh, she was on that?
Yeah. Yep. And then she did the terrible... Ozarks movie.
Was that Winter's Bone?
Yeah, she got an Oscar nomination. Yeah,
I disliked it.
It was bad.
I thought it was
very depressing.
I just didn't love it. So she's not old. No. I'm going to say she's 29.
Nailed it, Courtney.
Wow. Wow.
Jennifer Lawrence, 29 years old. Up next, another big star. I think you like this guy. I like this guy, but I know you don't love his stuff on Law & Order. Anthony Anderson.
Yeah. I like him.
Also, best known for Blackish, probably did a great job on The Shield for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. He was on the Golf Channel a ton there for a while.
He's one of those guys that shows up everywhere.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't say no to much.
He's a hard age for me because he's been around for a while.
Once was in line with me at LAX. I let him in front of me and he's like, you don't have to do that. He was super cool.
Well, he's married to that Trace on the show. I'm going to say he's 47.
I was going right there, too. Shoot. 40,
well, I didn't get it right. So.
48?
Lance?
46.
Anthony Anderson, 49.
Should have gone the other way.
Yep.
Up next, we mentioned her earlier in the show. We were talking about how much money she made for the Will and Grace reboot. She's best known as Grace. How old is Deborah Messing?
Deborah Messing is 54.
Man, you're stealing my ages. 56?
No, she's not that old.
50.
Deborah Messing, 51.
Ah.
You guys are not killing it today. And finally.
Didn't get much sleep.
I got plenty.
From Good Will Hunting to Batman to Fargo. And of course, who could forget? What was the really bad movie he was in? Gigi?
Geely.
And Rehab. How old is Ben Affleck?
Did you say Fargo?
Argo.
Oh, yeah.
I may have said Fargo, I meant Argo.
he directed
it. Where was he in Fargo?
That's another toughie.
I think I know it, because I think he's close to my age, but not exactly my age. He's my age now, but I'm a little older. He's 47.
Boom! Nailed it!
Yeah!
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.